The Science of Being Great, Chapter 1. You may become great. There is a principle of power in you at this very moment. By the intelligent use and direction of this principle, you can develop your own mental faculties. You have an inherent power allowing you to grow in whatever direction you please, and there are no limits to your possibilities. Nobody has become so great in any faculty that someone else cannot become greater. The possibility is in the original substance from which man is made. Genius is omniscience flowing into you. Genius is more than talent. Talent may only be the disproportionate development of one faculty over others. True genius is a union of man with spirit in the acts of the soul. Great people are always greater than their deeds. They're in connection with a limitless reserve of power. And nobody knows where the boundary of mental power lies. We do not even know if a boundary exists. The power of conscious growth is not given to the animals. It's only given to mankind, and it may be developed and increased by man alone. Animals can be trained and developed by man, but only mankind can train and develop themselves. Man alone has this power, and it appears unlimited. Like plants and trees, your purpose in life is growth. And there's one big difference. Trees and plants grow automatically along fixed lines, while you can grow at will. Trees and plants can only develop certain possibilities and characteristics, while you can develop any power. If you can think it, you can create it. Nothing that you can think of is impossible to put in action. Nothing that you can imagine is impossible to realize. You are formed for growth and under the necessity of growing. It is essential to your happiness to continuously advance. Life without progress becomes unendurable, and if you cease growing, you will likely become an imbecile or insane. The greater and more harmonious and well-rounded your growth, the happier you will be. All possibilities are in everyone, and if everyone proceeded naturally, no two people will grow into the same thing or be much alike. Everyone comes into the world with a predisposition to grow along certain lines, and growth is easier for them along those lines than in any other way. This gives endless varieties to all. Take the example of the gardener. If a gardener threw all their bulbs into one basket, they would look similar in the eyes of a casual observer. Growth will ultimately reveal a tremendous difference. It's the same for people. A group of people to a casual observer may be just as similar as a basket of bulbs. And upon growth, one person may become a rose and add brightness and color to some dark corner of the world. One person may be a lily and teach a lesson of love and purity to everyone. Another person may be a climbing vine and hide the rugged outlines of some dark rock. And yet another person may be a great oak among whose boughs the birds shall nest and sing. Regardless of the different patterns of growth, everyone will be something worthwhile, something rare, something special, and something perfect. And this includes you. There are undreamed of possibilities in the common lives all around us. In a large sense, there are no common people. In times of national distress and danger, even a local drunkard and lethargic loafer become heroes and statements by quickening the principle of power within them. There is a genius in you right now waiting to be called upon. Every locality has its great person. In some cases, more than one. This is someone that people go to for advice in troubling times. This is someone who is instinctively recognized for having tremendous wisdom and insight and is tacitly recognized as being great. They do small things in a big way. And you can too. The principle of power gives you what you ask for. If you undertake little things, it only gives you power for little things. And to the contrary, if you do big things in a great way, it gives you all the power you need and then some. Never do anything in a small way. Let me discuss why. There are two mental attitudes you can possess. The first attitude is like a football. A football has absolute resilience and reacts strongly when force is applied to it, but it originates nothing. The football never acts on its own, and there is no intrinsic power in it. People with this attitude are controlled by circumstances and environment, and their destinies are determined externally by things outside of themselves. The principle of power in them is never active. These people never speak or act from within. The second attitude is like a flowing spring. Power comes out from the center of this person. They have a well of water inside them that springs up into everlasting life and radiates force. The principle of power in them is in constant action because they are self-active. No greater good can come from you than to become self-active. All the experiences of your life are designed by spirit to push you into self-activity and cease being a creature of circumstances. Your duty is to become a master of your environment. In your lowest stage, you are the child of chance and circumstance, as well as a slave to fear. Your acts are all reactions resulting from the forces in your environment. You act only as you're acted upon and originate nothing. Even the lowest savage has within them a principle of power strong enough for them to master all their fears. And if they learn this and become self-active, they become all-powerful. Awakening the principle of power in you is a real conversion. It's the equivalent of passing from death to life. It's like being reborn. Nobody possesses any special powers that are not inherent in you or that you cannot quickly develop with purpose. Nobody has more spiritual or mental power than you can attain. You can become what you want to be.